சங்கராச்சாரியமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபதி என்றாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓகே, லெட் அஸ் சம் அப் அண்ட் சீ வாட் வி ஹவ் சீன் அப் நவ். ஓகே, தி க்வெஸ்சன் வாஸ், டிட் யூ ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் தட் நோயிங் விச் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் நோன்? ஓகே, இன் அ நட்ஷெல், யா, இன் அ நட்ஷெல், வாட் நோ ஹாவ் யூ ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் தட் நாலேஜ் knowing which everything is known. Is there something like that? Yeah. This is karna vijnane karya vijnanam bhavati. Know the cause, the effect is known. You know what is clay? All things made of clay are known. Know gold? All ornaments are known. Know iron? All instruments made from iron like nail cutter etc. is known. This is a basic premise. Then he was applying it to the whole universe. And he said before all this, all that was there was Sat. Sadeva Soumyadamagram Asit Ekameva Advatiyam. All that was there is one. That means that existence is the source for everything. That emphasis on the source came in the second, the next verse, Saikshata Bahusyam Prajayeye. He thought, he saw, let me become many. Not let me create many. May I become many. That means what? It's a pure manifestation, number one. It's not a creation. It is like clay becoming pot. It is not, the potter is not involved there. But then you may think that it is intention material. So to prevent that, the statement Saikshata is there. There was thinking. There is a conscious entity there. Because without a conscious entity being there, you cannot say something happened. Any happening involves an observer. Therefore, it has to be, someone has to be there. Some entity has to be there. And this also makes that existence itself as consciousness. Because the existence thought. How can the existence think unless there is a conscious entity? In fact, it is not only consciousness. There is thinking involved. Thinking means what? A sukshma sharira, a mind. So Ishvara comes into the picture. The moment you say Saikshata, Ishvara comes into the picture. Can't avoid that. Yeah. And I said the implication of that would be that Satyam, which is now Jnanam, also becomes Anantam because the source of everything, including time and space. All this is implied in the statement that time and space has come from existence awareness. Therefore, existence awareness is unconditioned by time and space because I am the source. That means what? What is talked about as Satyam and Jnanam also is Anantam, limitlessness. Saikshata Bahusyam Prajayeye.
When you say Saikshata, it's not mind-based.
Doesn't matter. Even if it's Ishara-based, there has to be an equipment.
My opinion.
Equipment has to be there. That comes into the picture. Clear up to here, or there are any questions? What is it?
Sorry.
Jnanam
because
Saikshata, he thought.
Not because there is manifestation and there is...
No. Pot is manifest from clay, but clay is not a sentient entity.
Okay.
The potter is the sentient entity. Therefore, generally, in any created entity, there will have to be a material and a sentient being. Correct? Here, the material itself is presented as the sentient one. Because tad aikshata, he is using the word tad, that. What do you mean by that? The sat that we talked about. That thought.
Generally, we think that consciousness reveals the thought.
Correct.
That's what we think.
Yep. Yeah.
Consciousness does not do anything.
Correct.
But it is thinking itself.
Correct. That's why I said Ishara comes into the picture. The moment he has said consciousness thought, existence thought, the moment he says that, then Maya Upadhi comes into the picture, mind comes into the picture. Therefore, what is Sat Chit, what is Satyam Jnanam Anantam, also now becomes Ishara. In fact, it is Ishara because of Maya Upadhi. Though the Upanishad doesn't bother to mention Maya Upadhi. Kya farak pada? That Maya Upadhi is all set for, you know, some better. So that, okay, the questioning mind. Consciousness manifested it, finished. Ho gaya ka. Abhi Maya, ye, yos, all this is just to end. Upaya, ha, sarve, evete. These are all upayas to make your mind understand certain things. Here directly. How real is Maya? How real is Maya?
No, otherwise you can't explain.
You can. Look at how he has explained. You are conditioned by the word Maya. He has explained without using the word Maya. Maya is have been explained, yes, to help a mind that cannot directly understand this to understand. Are you saying that? A mind that cannot directly understand this part, to help that mind understand, the term Maya has been brought in. Yeah. Shetuketu didn't hear the word Maya from his guru. Yeah. Shetuketu did not hear the word Ishara also. He took it as Jagat Karanam. There is Sat, and that Sat itself is Jagat Karanam. Therefore, Ishvara is Jagat Karanam. Now, we give the word Ishvara, etc. Why? How can consciousness be this? Are manifestation apparent? There is no real coming. Look at the example. Where is the reality? Yesterday evening, remember all the time I spent? Where is the reality? There is only gold. I said, ornament kidhar hai? Tell me, where is ornament? If I say gold, where is ornament? We are looking at the same thing. Okay? Someone is saying ornament, I am saying gold. Tell me, where is ornament?
In that case, Ishara becomes a kaidala.
Ishara becomes?
Become an effect.
Ishara is not an effect. Because Ishara is not created. I am saying the same Brahman is Karanam and Karya is Mithya. At any time Karya is Mithya. It is not only in Vedanta it is Mithya. At any time any effect is Mithya. Where is the chair? It is only plastic. Polymers. Chair kidhar hai? Because if I break that chair, chair is disappeared but polymer continues. Where is chair? Oh, in this form, the polymer is called a chair, you'll have to say. Correct? In this form, the gold is called an ornament. In this form, clay is called a pot. In this form, clay is called Ganesha Murthy also. No? Pot or Ganesha Murthy? Both clay. Are you seeing that? that at any given time, what is there is a reality. Even when the creation exists, what is there is only reality. But that mind is so much taken up by the form, so other words are brought in just to help that mind understand. But directly here, kidhar hai? That this itself, existence itself is Ishvara. Supposing I put it like that. Then where does Ishvara become effect? Ishvara becomes karanam. Then you can say, how can existence which is anantam, existence which is anantam, why anantam? Because the source of time and space. How can existence which is anantam manifest? How can existence which is anantam create? Why? Existence which is anantam can manifest. No problems. But how can it create when you ask? Then you will bring in the theory of Maya. Why? Because the mind is stuck on the creation. Mind has taken the creation as real. The moment you are asking why creation, you are caught up in your experience. No, I am touching you, you are touching me. There is a tangibility, no? Tangibility is reality. Tangibility is reality. Tangibility is perception. Tangibility means I can touch, no? What is touch? Perception. So are you saying this is real because of a perception? This is real, no? Yeah. This is perception. Are you saying your perception is real? You can say your perception can be factual to what is there. But you can't say perception makes it real. Because then everything you perceive will have to become real. But the reality is in polymer, not in the table. Okay, are you seeing this? Direct, straightforward. Yeah. That means in the process, really speaking, there is a dismissed creation. There is nothing like creation. It's only a manifestation. Like waves in the ocean. A wave is real. For whom? For me who is trying to surf it. It can throw me off. And I'll drink a lot of seawater. Real for the ship. It can break it into two. It can sink it. From the standpoint of water, how real is a wave? Wave high nahi hai, main hi hoon. All there is only water, no? So where is the wave? The wave becomes almost like this. Wave. I say, na? Wave. It just becomes a movement.
Actually, the wave is a form which we see separately. But it's all one of the same thing. It just goes up, takes that form and then comes down.
Yeah. But then, even when it is taking the form, what is there? Only water is there.
Yeah, water is there, yes.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
That is only possible if you come up on the wave and see it.
Huh?
If you come up to the wave and see it, then you get the form.
Who is the one who is getting in and coming out? Now I'll give you a Ramana. Who is the one who is getting in and coming out? Are you all getting this? That there is no real. Where is the creation? It's only manifestation. The whole idea of creation has gone. Because your tangibility that you talk about is only perception. Sense of touch. Perception. sight, sound, smell, taste, perception. अरे शीरा खाया बहुत मजा आया. टेस्ट द टेक्सचर विच इज टच ऑफ टंग एंड द स्वीटनेस विच इज प्योर एक्सक्लूसिव ऑफ टंग. वॉट इज शीरा? यू विल से रवा शुगर घी, बट वॉट इज योर एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ शीरा? The texture and the sweetness, और क्या है? One can create that texture and the sweetness out of so many other materials also. Correct.
Like yesterday, gulab jamun.
So, what we are taking as so real is nothing but your fivefold perception. In fact, in the existential school of philosophy, which is among the highest of Western thinking, they define reality as what you can feel by your five sense organs. They define it like that. Tragic. Perception is reality. Fivefold perception. Is that reality? It's only perception. There is a reality. But I feel like that. Ephemeral feeling. You feel something in the morning, you feel something else in the evening. Yeah. It's not the feeling is constant. This young girl waiting for her boyfriend to come. To call. Subhi se wait karta hai, when he will call, he is in love, excited, happy. Then, he doesn't call. Abhi phone karega to bhi, mein phone uthayega nahi. What happened to the feeling? Of longing and wanting. In 4 hours it changed. So feeling is real? No, no, but we are not like that. We are Hindus. हम लोग सात जन्म के लिए साथ रहेगा. You seem to be a glutton for punishment. You really like to suffer. It's a masochist tendencies. Or some sadistic tendencies, whatever. It depends on which side you are.
This vrata was done, no? Mahalakshmi vratam. Mahalakshmi vratam. Mahalakshmi vratam.
Yeah.
For the husband's long life and prosperity and all that. So Chitragupta went to, and said, this particular vrata and all is creating problems for me.
Yeah.
And they want that the same husband should be there for 7 years. Saying, what do I do? He said, you put a condition, tell them that all in that particular case, you will get the same mother-in-law for 7 times.
Nobody wanted. So look at it, what you talk about is so much of reality is only this much. Vasadeva Asit. That's it. Now, two. He said, Aikshata Bahusyam Prajayai. After that, he gives you a theory of creation. Okay. Now, in the theory of creation, it's an elaborate theory. Okay. Let's see some of it. Now all of us in our classes have seen Panchikarnam, five, Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apa, Prithvi. The fivefold theory of creation we all have seen. Here, Uddhalaka cuts it down. Make it threefold. Why? Teen se kaam jan jayega. Akasha Vayu he leaves out. Agni Apa Prithvi he takes. Okay? Agni Apa Prithvi he takes. Why not? What is the idea? The theory of creation is not to establish creation. The theory of creation is to explain single source. Remember this. The theory of creation or manifestation is to explain the single source. How from the single source everything has come. It is not meant to give importance to the manifestation. Because in science there is a lot of importance given to the manifestation. That's why you are spending $150 billion to see whether that Higgs bottom exists or not. Higgs boson exists or not. Why? That will help prove the process. See, a lot of money, effort, time, energy at an international level is spent to explain process because their attention is on the process. Therefore, each little bit becomes important. Why? Your attention is how it became like this, how it became like this. Our attention is on what? What is the reality? And the moment you say it's a manifestation, how it manifested is of little importance. If you say there is a creation, the process becomes important. Why? When you are creating something, you want to replicate it, you want to improve upon it, you want to modify it. When you are creating, this is what it happens. Any production unit is like that.
You have to go stepwise.
Yeah. Any production, when first basic thing is what? The process has to be set up because it has to be replicable. Manufacturing 50,000 units of the same thing. Number two, process is important because it has to be improved upon. Sorry. It has to be improved upon. Third, it has to be modified into the next generation of thing, not mere improvement. A whole modification make a second generation of the same thing. So in this the process becomes important. Why? Because your attention is on the product. If your attention is on the process will become very important to you. Even in a manifestation, like if you are an architect or an interior designer working, space is, you put up the wall, space will manifest in it. Still you will pay a lot of attention where the wall should come, where the column should come, all that. Why? Your attention is on the manifestation, the product. I want the living room space to be big. Kitchen is thoda chara chota rahega to chalega after only two of us. Bedroom space has to be big because I want to put my TV also into it. It depends on what your needs are. So accordingly, you will arrange your walls and everything. Why? Because your attention is on the product. How you going to use it. If your attention is on the content, process is not important. am bothered about the gold. मेरे को गोल्ड से मतलब है. Why? I am the goldsmith. मेरे को गोल्ड से मतलब है. I am the one who is dealing with gold. You can pay attention to the ring and the this and that and give me your designs to make it exactly like that, all that thing. That I will do it for you because I know I am getting gold in return. But I am not giving you gold. No, you are giving me money, no? Money is backed up by gold standard or not? My attention is on the gold. Therefore, I will give you what you want. Why? Because I am getting gold. Yeah?
What did you say about new discoveries that people are having?
Product. Attention is always on product.
No, but then someone should be aware of those discoveries.
I am not saying should or shouldn't be. Where is your attention? That's all. If you are dealing with the product and you need to, that's functional, pay attention to all the discoveries. Pay attention. Yeah. If your attention is on the content, like gold, I am not bothered. When I buy from you, I am buying gold. I will pay you only for the gold. I will not pay you for your ornament. I will charge you for it. But I will not pay you for it. If you are buying a standard design that I have made, my charges are less. Why? For mass production, fixed day. If I am making an exclusive piece for you, even though there may be 10 people coming with the same thing, I'll charge you extra. Why? Because you want, your attention is on that. You want that. But you can't charge me so much. Then pick up everything that's already there. Are you getting it? Because your attention is on the product, you pay more for it. His attention is only on the content. So who's the guy who's making money?
You know, when you buy any pump or anything, same thing. The people make money on the add-ons.
Basic is basic. If your attention is on the product, this will be there. On the manifestation, on the creation. Now, what you should or shouldn't depend upon what your functioning is. In the world, you are dealing with products in your functioning life. Therefore, pay attention all there. For moksha, you are paying attention to content. Therefore, pay attention there. Give to God what is God, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Yeah.
Again, the two standpoints become important.
Exactly. Shifting standpoints. That's why I always say Vedanta is about shifting standpoints. Functional reality keeps shifting.
Otherwise, it's
so a mind can move like that, can understand Vedanta better. Because there is a shifting reality. You know? From the product, I am facing to the content. From the manifested thing, I am facing to the content of it. Because all my life, all my actions are with the product, with the finished thing, with the manifestation. That has not satisfied me anymore. The fulfillment I seek is not there. One more thing, that's all. One more name and form. Not one more thing, one more name and form. Some more names and forms. Not enough. Your heart is in fullness, not in finite things. Therefore, for the sake of that fulfillment, you focus on the reality, not on the product. Product is the wrong word, I'm just using that word here. Really speaking, product means something has been produced. No, it's only a manifestation. Can you see that? This is the thing. Where is your attention? For moksha, it has to be on the content, on sat. Now, look at it. Now you have become the goldsmith. When you are dealing with the forms, do you miss the gold? The goldsmith I am talking about. That young girl going for an engagement ring may miss the gold. Because her attention is on how nicely that has to be designed. But the goldsmith doesn't miss it. He's jnani with respect to this. He's a gold jnani. So he doesn't miss it. When he's dealing with the form, he doesn't miss the gold. When he's dealing with the gold, of course he's seeing the gold. When he's dealing with the ornaments, of course he's seeing the gold. So all the time he's seeing the gold, because what is there is gold. And name and form. See, the one who knows the truth doesn't miss either. It is not that when Advaita is there, world is not there. And when world is there, Advaita is not there. They'll become seesaw. World. Advaita gone. World gone. This will become some juggler. That means there is only Dvaita. Seesaw, no? Two sides. It's all Dvaita only. Dvaita pratiti does not cause Advaita hani. Perception of duality is not again the reality of non-duality. It's only perception. That's why it's important to understand that it's only perception. What you take as a solid world is only thoughts in your mind. Or kya? Perceptions. Maybe not today, maybe one day I'll explain. Remember my question? If a tree has fallen in the forest and nobody saw it, has the tree fallen?
No, it's not fallen.
It's not fallen.
The tree has fallen.
It is like the judge asking the witness, are you sure no one saw the accident?
Are you sure no one saw the accident? Exactly. How can I say a tree has fallen in the forest and nobody saw it? Unless I know the tree has fallen. The flip side of it. If you give me that, I'll give you the other flip side.
So that's just a concept in your mind.
Yeah. Whole world is conceptual anyway.
We have to ask a question. How do you say that tree has fallen?
Then I'll say, I'm saying suppose a tree has fallen in the forest. Anyway, I'll explain that some other time in scientific terms. Okay?
Question answer. Evening satsang.
Let us see. Satsang or some other questions are there. Anyway, let us see that. Okay? Therefore, up to now, clear? The whole thing is this, that what is there is Sat alone. Then to show that manifestation, because between what is presented as pure existence and what you experience, there is a huge gap, no? What do you experience the world? When what is being presented is only existence, consciousness. The gap is there. To bridge that gap, he gives you a theory of creation, of manifestation. Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apa, Prithvi. Here he gives only Agni, Apa, Prithvi. Okay. Let us see some of the verses. Then if it gets too long, I'll deliver the whole thing as a topic. Okay. Okay. Then he says, we have read that verse, no? Okay. Yeah. Tataha tejaha asrjat. Okay. Tadaikshata bhavasyam prajayaya. The third verse. 623. 623. 623. Four is not there. Second section, third verse. Page on your right will be 422-423. Look at the page number. 422-423. So tadaikshata. That existence, consciousness, thought may be become many. Then he says, Tat tejaha asrajat. There, from that, fire was manifested. Now look at what he's saying. Tat tejaha aikshata bahusyam prajayet. That fire thought, let me become many. Tad apaha srijat. From that fire, water came. Tasmad. Actually, bohusyam prajaye. Tad apaha srijat. Tasmad. Yatra. Kvach shochati. Svedati va. Purusha tejasaha. Eva tad apyo jayante. He says, from that fire came water. Yeah, how can fire come from water? He says, water came. How can water come from fire? Mind is alert, acha. How can water can come from fire? He says, look at it. Yatra kvachas shochati svedati. When a person cries or sweats, okay, purushaha tejasa eva tadapaha jayanti. From the fire within, the heat within alone, the water is born. He's giving you an associative logic. It's only an associative logic, not a proving logic. Then, let's complete that, then I'll come back to it. Ta apaha ekshanta. Bhagavyasyam prajaye amiti tasam asrjata tasmad yatra kach varshati tadeva bhuyaha bhuyishtam annam bhavati adya eva tannannadhyam jayate. Says, the water thought, let me become many, we shall be born even better. Okay? Therefore, annam asrajata. Annam is prithvi. He skips that prithvi step. Can you see how he is skipping steps? Because five element theory is known to anyone. So, thoda skip kar dega. Akasha vayu agni apa prithvi. From prithvi, annam. Na? So, directly he moves into annam. Why? Because this thing. Okay. Therefore, yatra kvach varshati, where there is rain, tadeva bhuyishtam annam bhavati, there will be lot of annam, adhya eva tad annam jayanti, from water alone is food born, from water alone is food born.
Annam means?
Food. Annam is food. Yeah. Food comes from earth. He skips that stage and goes direct to him. He says, is a pura pie element theory, bora jayega. Chalo, skip. Why? Because remember, Shvetaketu is a Gurukula product. Don't forget that. So the five element theory is common all over the Orient. All over the Orient, theory of creation is five element. Five element, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. This is common. Words will change, words will differ. Qi Sheng Zhen, Chinese. Yeah. Words will differ, but the theory remains the same. Five element theory. Therefore, Gurukula product, the father can afford to skip it. He will make the connections. What is important here to see is whatever is manifested also thought. Why? Because he is not talking about the gross fire, etc., that you are seeing. That comes later. He is talking at the level of totality. He is not talking of the level of one field where annam is growing. He is not talking of that. He is talking about the totality. Why is he talking about the totality? Because that is the stand. Sadeva Somi Idamagram Asi, before all this whole creation, what is there is only one existence. That existence thought, let me be manifest. Akasha, let us take Akasha also. Okay. That Akasha thought, let me be manifest. Why? Because we are talking. Any thing that is manifested from Sat Chit should have what? Both Sat and Chit. No? Consciousness should be there or not there. So at the totality level, each becomes a devata. These are all later categorization, but this is how it has come. First manifestation, he thought. The moment you say he thought, that is Ishvara. The same consciousness now, Ishvara. The same consciousness now, Akasha. Therefore, Ishvara's manifestation is Akasha. Totality, remember. Therefore, the cosmic mind is involved in it. If the cosmic mind is involved, there is knowledge in it. If there is knowledge in thinking, it is cosmic mind. Cosmic Akasha. Cosmic Vayu. Thought. Cosmic Agni. Thought. Why? Because consciousness is there in all of them. The term is used to indicate the presence of consciousness in all of them. Yeah. That consciousness is uniquely present.
It's not a series of thoughts like how you can but the two
consciousness like itself manifesting. Like look at it. When the gold manifests as an ornament, all the properties of gold are there in the ornament. What are the properties? Malleability, shine, good conductor of electricity. All that is there in the ornament also. Atomic weight. That's also there in the ornament. Value, there in the ornament. So similarly, when existence consciousness is being manifest, all of them are there at the cosmic level. All of them are there.
But it's manifested simultaneously. Can't we say that's like the series of like how you imagine one thing after the other?
It is presented like that. That's why I said the previous thing. When you have a dream, is it simultaneous or one thing after the other? It's really speaking simultaneous. But when you're looking at it, you're talking about a process of one after the other.
It looks as if sequentially.
Yeah.
Sequentially.
It is presented sequentially to look at the functioning. But really speaking, it has to be simultaneous. Yeah. That is very beautifully represented in a Pauranic concept. Krishna at the end of time, floating on the leaf. When he breathes in, the whole creation is resolved. When he breathes out, the whole creation is manifest. Breathes in, the whole creation. Bhagavatam, example. And breathes out. Breathes in. To indicate what? Simultaneously. Effortlessness. Ishvara doesn't have to sit down and plan. चलो बड़ा काम करना है अभी पूरा दुनिया बनाना है रचना ब्लूप्रिंट कैसा बनाओ पहला एथेरिक टेम्पलेट भगवान के लिए एथेरिक टेम्पलेट माय फुट कैन यू सी दैट बट देन व्हाई इज इट ऑल यूज्ड अरे बाबा तुम्हारे में है ना ये सब यू आर कार्मिक दिस इज देयर सो इंडिविजुअल में है सो टोटैलिटी में भी रहना चाहिए है But it's all simultaneous. It is not one after the other. Your dream, simultaneous. Similarly for Ishvara, the basic things. Simultaneous. But it is presented, he saw. Why? To indicate consciousness is present in all of them. Yena sarvamidam tatam. That which has pervaded the whole thing. If all the waves are nothing but water, what the qualities of the wave of the water are there in every wave? Similarly, what is there is only existence consciousness, then that thing is there in everything. The tatam part comes in here, pervading. God is all powerful, omnipresent. Present everywhere means it has to pervade everything. Present everywhere is not like Big Brother watching with this thing. With some CCTV. Can't be like that. Or a drone in the air. If it's a drone in the air, I know how to escape it. Yeah, if it's a drone in the air, I know how to create a camouflage for it. Yeah. Whether the drone will be hovering right or not, he won't know where I am. He will know only when I shoot it down. Yeah. So God can't be like that. That he can be outwitted by an ordinary human being. That's all everywhere. Up to Annam now he has come. So the presence of existence, consciousness, everywhere. Therefore we'll invoke Ishvara in the five elements. Yeah. Yeah, in the five elements we invoke Ishvara. Chidambaram, Akasha, Kalahasti, Vayu, Tirunamalai, Agnihi, Jambukeshwaraha, water. Kanchi, Prithvi, Lingas, five elemental Lingas. Now, it is a purely hypothetical theory. Okay? Again, let's look at certain things. Okay, it's a paradigm, it's a presentation. Big Bang is another paradigm. Anything is a paradigm of presentation. Keeping certain framework. You create a framework and then a paradigm is put into place. Big Bang is scientific, this is dialectical. But it works. Any paradigm will work up to a point. Yeah. But physics is not used for treatment, except as equipment. It's a biological studies that is used for treatment. The question of brain process should be applied for treatment also. No? Because if this is how it has come, and there is something going wrong here, the same theory should be able to set it right, no? But that's a fractured theory, fragmented. Therefore, for treatment, they will use a different paradigm, the biological paradigm. For reality, they will use physics paradigm. And now the biologists are challenging it. Why? Consciousness has been left out. Whereas here, the whole paradigm remained the same. We are saying from five elements you came. You came from the five elements. Therefore, the five element used to should be used to set you right. If there is something wrong with you, find out which element is going off. Can you see that? Same. There is consistency in that. Across the world, everywhere. Across the world, meaning globally as far as the treatment is concerned also. Ayurvedic treatment is five element model. So they created, because five element will not exist by itself in an entity. Therefore they created permutations and combinations. Vata, Pitta, Kapha. And that is also not exclusive. Therefore there are permutations, combinations of these three also. Account for the variety of human beings. But the treatment can be at Vata, Pitta, Kapha level, the treatment can be at the five element level also. I told you that my famous example, stomach upset, both sides are open. Yeah, top also, too much of Vayu disturbance. Take this Vayu Guluya. Air tablet. Vayu Guliga literally translated is air tablet. But it's a tablet, not air. Take it. It is meant to treat your air. Rebellious chi. if you're looking at the Chinese model. The chi of digestion is supposed to go down, it's coming up.
Rebellious.
Models are different, but the treatment will be the same. Whether the Chinese takes it, whether the Indian takes it, or the American doctor does not believe in, he thinks Ayurveda is hocus pocus, takes it. He'll all settle down very nicely. Mahavayu Guliga. So Vayu Guliga is the Mahavayu Guliga. Mahadharantra. They say you give the Mahavayu Guliga, the guy who is dying will get up. Not the dead, the dying, okay. Dead cannot get up. Dying will get
up. Then it would have been some.
It works. So, it's a model. Don't take it too literal. Okay. It works. And there are times it won't work also. It's taking the Vayavalu Gulge. Before it goes in, it's coming out. Abhi kya karega? No, he took it with a bit of water. Because how do you swallow it? Tablet. Thoda sa paani. You can't keep it down, it came out. Then how will it work? No, they won't inject it. They will use your pressure points to reduce the function of Vayu. So that you can keep the tablet in. Because there's nothing like intravenous in Ayurveda. But look at, can you see the whole paradigm working? Because the Vayu affects on your energy meridians. Therefore, you take care of the energy meridians to control the Vayu. Okay? So that will settle down to an extent. Then you take the Vayu Guliga, it will be retained. The whole thing goes okay. It works. But because it works, that doesn't make it real. It's all manifestation. And spending time on what is working, what is manifestation? It's only a functioning process. Yeah, you go to the Western doctor and take some Western medicine, that also will work. No? Can't say it doesn't work, of course it'll work.
He knows, sir.
Yeah, whatever, it'll work. Yeah. Any paradigm will work up to a point. Won't work after a point. Yeah. That shows what? It's all manifestation. We are not talking about anything else. Therefore, there's a five element model here. But consciousness has to be present right through. Why? What is there? Gold has to be there in all the ornaments. So in every manifestation, existence consciousness has to be there. To indicate that consciousness, he is saying, Aikshata, Aikshata, I thought. He conceived. To show that consciousness is present right through. Therefore, whatever the process is, the consciousness has to be manifest. Existence has to be manifest. The whole universe, manifestation of existence consciousness. That has to be there. Are you getting that? Huh? 1 hour. You want to take a break or continue? 5 minute, 10 minute break? Okay. Bathroom, water, come back. Then we'll go into a little bit. Huh? Then we'll go a little bit into the process mode.
The thinking has to be with the mind. So you bring in the Hiranyagarbha automatically also.
Yeah, automatically comes into the picture. Yes.
Straight into the thing. Because these are not one after this,
yeah.
After this.
That's why you, because, yeah.
But for our understanding,